King always said he'd rather hear me. He said it used to cheer him up. I mean, it'll be called the Lost Kingdom, said Tepic drowsily. How will I feel then, I ask you? He said he liked my singing, too. Everyone else said it sounded like a flock of vultures who've just found a dead donkey. I mean, King of a Lost Kingdom. It'd be dreadful. I've got to get it back. Ubastard slowly turned his massive head to follow the flight of an errant blowfly. Deep in his brain, little columns of red numbers flickered, detailing vectors and speed and elevation. The conversation of human beings seldom interested him, but it crossed his mind that the males and females always got along best when neither actually listened fully to what the other one was saying. It was much simpler with camels. Tepic stared at the line in the rock. Geometry, that was it. "We'll go to Ephebe," he said. "They know all about geometry, and they have some very unsound ideas. Unsound ideas are what I could do with right now." "Why do you carry all these knives and things? I mean, really?" "Sorry. All these knives. Why?" Tepic thought about it. "I suppose I don't feel properly dressed without them," he said. "Oh." Petrucci dutifully cast around for a new topic of conversation. Introducing topics of amusing discourse was also part of a handmaiden's duties. She'd never been particularly good at it. The other girls had come up with an astonishing assortment, everything from the mating habits of crocodiles to speculation about life in the netherworld. She'd found it heavy going after talking about the weather. "So," she said, "you've killed a lot of people, I expect." "As an assassin, I mean. You get paid to kill people. Have you killed lots? Do you know you tense your back muscles a lot?" "I don't think I ought to talk about it," he said. "I ought to know. If we've got to cross the desert together and everything." "More than 100? Oh, good heavens, no. Well, less than 50? Tepic rolled over. "Look, even the most famous assassins never killed more than 30 people in all their lives," he said. "Less than 20, then?" "Yes." "Less than 10? "I think," said Tepic, "it would be best to say a number between 0 and 10. Just so long as I know, these things are important." They strolled back to Ubastard, but now it was Tepic who seemed to have something on his mind. "All this Senate," he said. "Congress," corrected Petrucci. "More than 50 people?" "There's a different name for that sort of woman," said Petrucci, but without much rancour. "Sorry. Less than 10? "Let's say," said Petrucci, "a number between 0 and 10. Ubastard spat. 20 feet away, the blowfly was picked cleanly out of the air and glued to the rock behind it. "Amazing how they do it, isn't it?" said Tepic. "Animal instinct, I suppose." Ubastard gave him a haughty glare from under his sweep-the-desert eyelashes and thought, "Let Z equal E10, cud, 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 then DZ equals 1E brackets 10, D0 equals 1ZD0, or D0 equals DZ over IZ." Pataclusp, still in his nightshirt, wandered aimlessly among the wreckage at the foot of the pyramid. It was humming like a turbine. Pataclusp didn't know why, knew nothing about the vast expenditure of power that had twisted the dimensions by 90 degrees and was holding them there against terrible pressures, but at least the disturbing temporal changes seemed to have stopped. There were fewer suns around than there used to be. In truth, he could have done with finding one or two. First, he found the capstan, which had shattered, its electrum sheathing peeled away. In its descent from the pyramid, it had hit the statue of Hat, the vulture-headed god, bending it double and giving it an expression of mild surprise. A faint groan sent him tugging at the wreckage of a tent. He tore at the heavy canvas and unearthed 2B, who blinked at him in the grey light.
It didn't work, Dad," he moaned. "We'd almost got it up there, and then the whole thing just sort of twisted."
The builder lifted a spar off his son's legs.
"Anything broken?" he said quietly.
"Just bruised, I think."
The young architect sat up, wincing, and craned to see round.
"Where's 2A, he said. "He was higher up than me, nearly on the top."
"I found him," said Pataclusp. Architects are not known for their attention to subtle shades of meaning, but 2B heard